3. Reflections on a Funeral for Local News, editorial January 4 edition. I found the editorial by Tim Schultz both insightful and disturbing. I make a point to read the CityView print edition every week. I try to support local advertisers whenever I can, but the best way for newspapers to stay alive is to remain relevant and produce a product that attracts readers. Stories about babies and kittens don't sell newspapers. Publications like the CityView should aim to do stories that provoke strong emotion and even some controversy from time to time. I'm not talking about bias confirmation or one-sided opinion pieces, but rather stories that are relevant to current issues and events that go beyond community news and PSAs. We are in the midst of a world war, whether the media accepts that or not. The battle for hearts and minds is raging everywhere. There is no shortage of news to report. Papers like the CityView have an opportunity to counter misinformation, hate and ignorance by producing factual and accurate stories that make readers sit up and take notice. If Canadian news fails to deliver, people will flock to Facebook memes and the dark web to get their information, and that is probably more dangerous than any bullet or rocket. Staying relevant and profitable in this digital age requires a willingness to think beyond the established norms and practices of the past. It now remains to be seen if papers like the CityView are up to the task. Sincerely, Ken Erickson, Airdrie, A.B.